Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Okay, we are here on this other edition of the Cosmic Philosopher. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, and it feels nice to always have undisturbed broadcasting. Like now, I feel all right. But I cannot forget those shows that when I get ready to listen, Black Talk, erase them. It's not good because I pay for them. All right. Well, as you know, I don't make those losses be an endurance to my knowledge and the things I really love and those things I wish to believe, I keep them. All right, so I hope you are doing well out there. You have to do well on your own. Don't expect other people to make you feel all right. You have to make yourself feel all right, because we are in a very crush a world that is not friendly, not honest, and it's the white people's kind of world. When I listen to some reports on what I have read anyway, and come to know what white people are, non-humans. And for us to see them write a Bible and take away our culture from us, takes away our dignity, our character, our civilized mind. That's what white people do. And the fact that they push aside the people who run our government, and now they take control of just about everything that we need to thrive on, that's what is ruined. Our children go astray on everything. But I tell you, as of now, we are seeing something different. That they have done the things they did. They don't know that they do it against themselves. They do it against themselves because you know what? Here comes the time when the gods themselves will destroy them. Yeah, those of us who are able to see and hold fast to the truth that we come to know, these white people are on their way out. Because what? They don't have a government. They come here and make up government, and simply because they destroy our mind with their disease, we were not even able to see the arguments that we are supposed to use as a defense and chase these demons away. We have not been able to do that. But you look at the coming in of change. Aquarius, the energy of Aquarius, the gods are going to come to our help. So, I want to say a little more about civilization and the things that the good people are enduring. We're coming to the point where things are changing. Yeah. And they that think they are mighty will perish. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic. You think about that. You thought that you would ever live to see a Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholic? What does that say? They are on the down slide. They are sliding away from the gravity that was holding them to do all the evil that they have done. They are first to drop bomb on human beings. They are the first. And they feel proud about it. Watch and mark the word that I say. This world don't belong to white, sodomite, homosexuals. And somebody was saying how they try to get us their disease, and that they talk about one significant black man who they get to impregnate about some 200 black women. These faggots are something for us to understand. Get out of the church. No Christianity don't exist as anything real. Get out. Okay, let me go ahead and tell you some more things here. The Bible read well is the Bible read well. Is serpent and sleaze, except few Old Testament chapters. So what we're seeing here. So the Bible that we have been reading, the Bible read, right? The Bible read is serpent and sleaze. And it's okay. It's the Bible. The Bible we read is serpent and sleaze, except few Old Testament chapters. All right. Let's hear what else is there to be said. For a lot of people, it is not going to fit well with them but to accept that the Bible is a serpent book. Yes? The Bible is a serpent book. Serpent book and sleaze, except a few Old Testament chapters. Gibeonite trick. There is something that they call that. This is what. Gibeonite trick. What is Gibeonite trick? Gibeonite trick. Let me see if I can get the definition for Gibeonite trick. Give me a little more leverage on what I am saying. Gibeon. Gibeonite. T-R-I-C-K. Right. One group of people, the Gibeonites, decided to trick the Israelites into making a peace treaty with them without asking the Lord for his approval. The Israelites made the treaty. They were angry when they found out the Gibeonites had tricked them, but they still honored the agreement. Now, you read these things in the Bible, and these things are lies. And if you have not developed to where you find out that the Bible is not word of God like you think it is, you believe those things. And we who are reading things that dated back 2,000 years ago, we believe them because no, there's nothing there to prevent us from finding out that these things that we believe are not true. You see, so there are my parents and, you know, a whole lot of generations believe these things we are reading in the Bible today, going back from when, and it is white people responsible for writing those things. Caesar Augustus and all that kind of thing there. When we are in Palestine and we are reading in Bible that Europeans was ruling us, we don't know this story real good. How we become settlers in the Western world? How? What causes us to settle there? We left Africa and journey into the Western world. That's what happened. So how did we didn't leave Africa with European people following us? No, because they attack us and do us harm. The worst harm we living and enduring today. Their disease, because they come from apes, and we don't know that. And today they can influence us to not accept that they come from apes, because they don't think we are mature enough to read history and find out. Serious stuff that. Okay, so now I'm telling you, Gibeonites, you're talking about a story that come from Palestine. You see, and when I read the Bible now, it is so good that I now know all those stories we are reading in the Bible that are told, and they told lies about, like, people like King David. And King David had so many different children. No, you know, you must not believe those things. Even though they are talking about King David, don't believe all them things that you're reading in the Bible about King David, because these Sodomite European hominids, homosexuals, that's what they do to turn the African people upside down. And you'd wonder, how did they get to do that? And they were monkeys. Well, we don't try to find out. We're too sick of disease to find out the truth, because our mind is just not working right. What government are we under? We're not under no government now about these homosexual government. Come on! But if we were able to know what we are reading in history, we wouldn't be in this situation. No. Now, the truth will set us free. But all we understand that in the church terms is following lies, reading foolishness. Because the things that are written in the Bible, it's not no word of God, an inspired word of God. And they're telling you in the same Bible that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible, because they are spiritually discerned. White people write those things for us. And it's difficult to get us to not believe those things. Even if you have your own people who read and find out and can demonstrate that those things that we are believing are not true, it's hard for a believer to accept it, because the believer that is tainted with the influence of those lies see the truth as a lie, and that somebody is trying to deceive you with it. So we don't know that your mind cannot be unnatural to understand anything. But that's what they write in the Bible. That's what I grow up with. That's what I understand to be true, that your mind must be unnatural. Nobody don't teach me anything different. I just say, well, it don't sound right, but I have to believe it. Anyway, me get back to the Gideonite. You know, it is about that, you know, we understand. We must understand the truth. And first, independently, we must use words on by our own knowledge, understand what words are saying. Okay? All right. The people in the town of Gibeon knew the army was close and were afraid that Israel would attack them. So Gibeon, you think is a good name, but Gibeon is European. Little group of people, they name these things. And in some cases, we don't know from where we are right now if this was even a true story. Now, they are writing stories about a place and a time that today we know in the news or in history, the place of Palestine does exist, right? Good. And they begin to make up different names for Palestine. They call it Israel too. And then they call it Canaan. Canaanites and all that. So if we don't know that it is when we left Africa and come into the Western world, when we were leaving Africa, these white people attack us and begin to use their disease to affect us. So as we come on journey, we get sick and we don't know that we get sick by these people. We just probably take it for granted. Until this day, though, you can see the evidence that indeed the way we were created the first 100,000 years, this last 100,000 years is a different story. We are not the same people. A lot of folks not going to understand anything that I'm saying. But I'm speaking from the Bible itself. Okay? Where the story is there in Exodus and Samuel and all these chapter, these white people write those kind of things and we solemnly believe them. So when they're talking about Jesus died for your sin and all that, not even the dust of that stuff is true. Not, there's no, they make up this whole thing about Adam and Eve in the garden. Because they're not telling you the truth about Adam and Eve, the real Adam and Eve, they're not telling you about it. What you have in the Bible is all fallacies about Adam and Eve. Because they were not able to tell the real truth about what was going on in South Africa and how Caesar Augustus came to be in Palestine. They follow our people and follow us who are under a lot of disease stimulus. Disease stimulus that these people throw on us who have a functioning government jurisdiction and lost it because of their disease. Now, you don't hear anything from African governments. All of those, like maybe 54 government, local government in Africa, you don't hear nothing from them about the name of our government, kingship, And you read in history, and that's what you see in history. They have taken on the white people's name of government now. And the laws that are written by kings that you will see in history right now, we don't use them. Because these white people saying they make a new world, and the reason why they make a new world is because of their disease that injure our brain, that we don't really know whether we are going or coming. Do you understand that? We're supposed to kick them out from where they are right now, but we don't know the truth to do that. Okay? But it so happens that nature supersedes anything any kind of creature want to carry on the planet. It's only a matter of time. It's a matter of time. They can only do so much for so long. And we are ordained to be the civilized people, not them. They will perish. And our generation will continue. So, you read, this will sound familiar to a lot of us who read the Bible and read these stories and believe them, right? So, the people in the town of Gibeon, and it will come up to tell me exactly where in the Old Testament this is. And they're talking about the time when we came from Africa and into the Western world. And here we are in Palestine, where they call Israel. When did they overtake us in Palestine? 63 BC. You can research this information. So it goes on to say, the people in the town of Gibeon knew the army was close and were afraid that Israel, meaning that they're going to say Israel, right? They're going to say Israel because, let me tell you why they're saying Israel. They don't want to link us to be good people. And they have better sense than us. When we leave Africa and they attack us with their disease, you see, they got away with our blood in the attack 100,000 years ago. So follow me. If I cannot tell you the date, it won't make any sense. Because you need to have a sense of time when these things are happening. 100,000 years ago was when we left Africa and come to the Western world. So you know, Africa is behind us, like more northeast. And therefore, when we leave Africa, we are coming to the west. Now, many times you hear hurricane develop off the coast of Africa. And it comes right up through the triangle, we call it our different little countries along the way, right? Yeah. So we come west, up into the Western Hemisphere, quite a few thousand years before these people were able to use our blood and crossbreed with our blood. And they began to talk. Okay, that's the reason why we cannot societal setting that we are looking at, we cannot understand it without we get into the history to find out exactly what happened. That these white people were completely apes. And it is the kind of situation, it so happened, their blood and our blood is not congenial at all. It's not the right matching blood to procreate. And they use it and procreate. It's the reason why you see white people look, even the pigment of their skin, you look at them and you can find out that, you know, I mean, animals don't even stay like that. Why white people stay the way they are? Look at their skin, especially when they're getting like hole and thing like that. Well, some of them, you know, I guess expose themselves to a certain kind of life, and they can nourish themselves and they kind of look better. A lot of them, it seems like no matter what they did, you know, they begin to like rotten before they, you know, I mean, real African people who get the proper care maintain their pigment, you know, until they die. But these white people, you can see that something is wrong with them even when they're kind of in their prime and have use for life then. What I'm saying to you, something happened to us. We don't know we have a government right now. What am I saying? You know, you can do some little business or something like that. That's not the standard of life that we are subjected to. But I'm telling you what happened long before any civilization spread abroad. When these people, they are hominid species, right? They are a species and is called hominid. That's their brand. Their species is hominid, primate, apes, okay? And we were just created 200,000 years ago. So think about the first 100,000, what we were like. We were not like the way we are today. Most of us, because some of us begin to like get, you know, get better, improve, but most of us do not. Because it's because of them. The reason the way the health system that we are under now, we're not supposed to be under white people's. I mean, health control. They're not supposed to be living in our hemisphere. But here they are, and we not about doing anything, right? Because the government that they set up then draw us into it, because we are actually mentally retarded. If you don't think it is true, I can't do anything about that. But I can only point you to the fact that something is wrong with us, whether or not you have some money in the bank or something like that. But how did you get that money? How the people around you, people like you, how do they come by any money that they have? You have to buy your house. You have to buy your car. You have to, at whose establishment? White people establishment. How much black people you see have, you know, the most expensive cars selling. You see a lot of black people selling the nicer cars now.
White people, where they get the money from? It's our money. It is. So if you stay there and you don't pay attention to what's being said and try to find out, because it's not everything you're going to hear people say is the truth, right? And it's not everything you hear them say is lie. You are responsible to learn words, to understand when things are said. You get your sense of direction from what you can sort out for yourself independently using words. If you are going to church and just depending on people to preach to you and tell you about Jesus, you will believe that until you're dead. And no, there wasn't a drop of truth in there about Adam and Eve and stuff like that. Too many of those things. It's not like they just, you know, touch it here and there. No, they definitely, because we are not reading and understanding nowadays, and I'm not saying we're not understanding everything. We do understand a lot of things. You can even graduate out of university. But according to what affects us, we will even graduate from university and go to church and sing out of the songbook and the Bible. And you may hardly know the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, but you are a university graduate. So there are a lot of things that we do not understand, even with the education that you're getting. Romans, numerals, and all that kind of thing, I think. And we think it's all niceness and think it's true. It's coming from antiquity and it's true. And these people, they divide up the views, social communication. They divide up and shuttle, shuffle the kind of things that we should understand with the same sense of reason, right? But we can't, because they are busy separating up our human society in such a way that we go astray easily. We turn fool. You see, there's no reason why I should turn whole and gray when I start to read and see lies in the Bible, and when I just begin to find out that Adam and Eve is not the truth in the Bible, the Christian Bible. It's not telling us the truth, right? And the story is too complex for us to trace and to identify whether it's true or not. If we are not reading properly, you see what I mean? So all them things we are reading about Jesus Christ died for our sins and so, those things are never true. Adam and Eve in a garden cursed by a God is not true. And when you read, because it's a story that's coming from history, okay? And we have to read history to know the truth. When they take it up and decide them and make a Bible, and you don't see our people make no Bible. Our African people, you know, not equipped to make our own Bible, because we turned fool 100,000 years ago. Now, if you find anybody nowadays writing anything, I mean, I read some history and I find out something that don't make no sense. And, you know, some of the things that I was writing, I don't have the right sense of it, you know, but at least I am debunking a lot of things, right? Yeah, but what I am saying to you is we are at a better place in life right now, that we don't have to, like, go to church. At least we will know that church is not a religion. Religion is different from church. Now, we get help when we know about the era of time. BC era. How about that? You know about BC era. When was that? About 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, these white people, they suspend BCE era concept and philosophy and ways of life. They do that and bring in AD Anno Domini. Let's discuss what was BC era people and what is AD Anno Domini people as far as spirituality is concerned. You will find out they have a Jesus that Jesus is white people cracker, or what people call them. They invent that. And when they invent that, because they are able to read and do certain, you know, certain things that they have learned, because they never know nothing, know that they can do all the evil that they can, and they, I mean, use their disease and poison our brain, we are not able to manage them. And this is what is happening. But we are at a place now where we are to break off from them, because we have enough sense now. We're not at the same place. But the distinction between BCE and AD Anno Domini is as far as the east is from the west. AD, which means in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never exists. And Jesus is a Racha 100% homosexual character. He's not a character that ever lived. And if you think I'm lying, call me. And I'll prove to you, literally, reading the Bible, and show you that Jesus did not exist. In the Old Testament and New Testament, put them together, and I prove to you that there is absolutely no truth about a God who begot a son. 100% lie. No God begot no son. It could never happen. It is the first time that anybody will read such a thing in the Bible. Because it's not true, and it is the white people them do it. And it would sound like me hate white people. I have a reason to hate white people, because they come from here. They are not human being, and that's a fact. And as long as I am alive, it will remain a fact, unless I'm dead and somebody else saying something else. But it is a fact that nothing you're reading in the Bible about in Genesis is true. And you can take it for true and believe it as you want, but I'll tell you, I'll challenge. Knowledge is what you get when you went to school, okay? On every issue that you cover, it's knowledge. Never believe. No curriculum in school asks you to believe what you are writing and what your conclusion that you come to. Nothing in your academic say that. And if it does, prove it to me. When church is built on believing, it means that they drag you into darkness and you will never come out. Somebody want to talk to me? Let's see. 352. 352, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well, sir. I'm just listening. I'm just like, wow.
You're what?
I'm like, wow. I mean, you're saying some very deep revelations and deep thoughts and knowledge. My name is Pastor Don G and CEO, and I'm here, and I'm just like, wow.
You're on the sidewalk?
No, I'm not on the sidewalk. I'm like, wow, because I do believe that there's a higher purpose we serve as human beings being on this earth, and we have to omit positivity at the same time, we have to be in agreement that we able to disagree. Make sense?
I grew up in the church. My parents were Christian. My parents were Christian. I grew up in Jamaica, in St. Catherine.
Okay.
You are from Jamaica? You are from Jamaica?
No, sir. I am from St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are the same mind and thinking as Jamaican, right?
Okay.
You are only affected by what happened in America, and you as you grow up and KKK and all those kind of things going in the 50s coming up.
Racism is real. Come on.
Eh?
Racism is real.
All right. Well, what I want to say to you is that we are so messed up since 100,000 years ago. And maybe, I don't know if you know exactly how we were created, and that we were created by scientists that come from a planet in our solar system. Something that is strange to a person who grew up in the church, who only been told about Adam and Eve in the garden and what God said, don't eat of this fruit, don't eat of, you know, for you will die if you eat of the fruit. You know,
right.
only if you take the time to, digress your mind a bit. Don't throw away what you believe, because if belief is the only thing you know, you have to stand on what you believe and work with it to know better. So I have to really talk to a person with a depth of understanding so that I don't begin to rub you wrong and stuff like that. Okay?
No, not at all. I'm listening.
Okay, good. Well, I know some of us do have a sense to learn and see distinction between, let's say, BC era and AD and Adam and Eve era, right? A lot of people don't know the difference between BC era and AD and Adam and Eve. And the way we grow up in the church, take for example, the reason why Marcus Garvey and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, and guys like Farrakhan.
Great. Come on.
The reason why these guys try their best to fight against the white people who invade America. Take for example, we are the first to leave Africa and come into the Western Hemisphere. That's correct. You know about that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Now, when we read about Caesar Augustus in Palestine,
okay,
what comes to your mind about what we were doing in Palestine? Do you know that it is because we journey from Africa and come up in the West and come into all of these little countries all over the Western
right, the villages.
Okay.
Right.
But when you read the Bible about Caesar Augustus, you don't get that impression, though, that is our adversary named Caesar Augustus, do you?
No, you don't.
All right. Look, can you imagine if you are in the church like I have been for 50 years, where I am taught those things. That's the reason. Listen to me good.
I'm only 45, so when you say 50 years, I'm like, wow. You feel me?
Okay, well, listen to me. The fact that I am talking to you this way, and selecting what I'm saying, because if I talk to you the way I used to believe, you're not going to make any sense of what I'm saying. So I have to talk to you so that you can see clearly.
That's you responsible for your words. So if you yes. pick and choose your words wisely, the universe will hear that and
exactly.
reward you accordingly.
Exactly. And look, you never intend to be a Christian. You became a Christian
no, no.
because of a circumstance, right? And the Bible that we are reading is not a Bible that people of our lineage wrote. No, because the first thing that is wrong with what we believe is to believe that God cursed Adam and Eve. That is the first lie.
Oh, yeah.
And
correct.
Upon that, we believe everything else. So if you
yeah.
are to be clean from the belief as a Christian and your past and things where you preach, you will have to go right back to Genesis and see the lies that you believe, that they promote you to be a minister of the gospel and stuff. There is no gospel. But
oh, wow.
how must I tell you? I cannot tell you that there is no gospel if I don't tell you the first thing that must make you see that. That's the first thing you must hear, is that when I say, no God cursed Adam and Eve, I must tell you right there how you see that truth. Okay? Because if I don't tell you where to find the truth, that the Bible is lying to you, you start get spoiled in your brain once you believe the first lie. And that is
correct.
The foundation on which you build your spiritual house. Now,
mm-hmm.
so if you can accept that, I won't tell you anything else beside Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, right? God make the heaven and the earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. That is the lie I want to tell you about, all right? And you're going to use your own intellect to look at what I say and see what sense it makes to you. Because if I don't do that, you won't have the right thing to go away and think about. And I'm not trying to convert you right now. I'm trying to, like, make you see why nothing you believe about God and Jesus Christ, Christmas and Easter, nothing about Adam and Eve and God cursed Adam and Eve is true. It's a lie. But they are using a story from history to lie to us, the white people.
Okay.
Because the white people have reason why they do the kind of things they do to us. They are not human beings. They are not coming from human beings. There is something that happened 100,000 years ago when we were coming from Africa into the Western Hemisphere. Something happened. They attack us, and they get into our blood and start to use our blood, and then they start to interbreed and have young ones according to a different creature. They are different creature from what they were.
Mm.
Because they are coming from apes. They are coming from their own species, that name hominid, okay? And they were around in Africa around 3.5 million years before anything else come upon Earth, because only 3 life form is on Earth since dry land come on the Earth, right? And it is the the microbes first. Right? The microbes, the wiggling little thing them, right? They were the first, and billions of years they were around before apes came around. So the apes came around about 4 million years ago. Think about that.
Okay.
3 to 4 million years ago, these white people ancestors came. You get me? All right. Now, what happened? They develop in Africa, these apes develop in Africa into the world. It's a textbook right in front of me right now. And they leave Africa and go into Europe. Europe is not a civilized country today, you know. Did you know that? Europe is not a civilized country. And in the World History textbook where we have civilization beginning we human beings, we were created in South Africa, in Abzu, South Africa, 200,000 years ago, all right? And when we left Africa 100,000 years ago was when things happened to us that you say we are in the fall, we fall from grace, right? That's when something happened, when these people got our blood and they go and interbreed with our blood, and that's why you see these white people out there. They are a cross between us and themselves. So they are not human being. When you crossbreed like that, you don't get the same breed of creature. Right. So that's why they kill us. That's why they follow us and know everything we do after quite a few thousand years. All right. We come later on after our creator came to earth. So our creator came to earth when they were settled in Europe, these white people, and they could only make stone tools. Like I said, they are primates and full 100% primate. What I'm telling you, I'm not dreaming about it, is what, after a long time, I began to read and I find out in the World History textbook. That's where the information is that I'm telling you about the tree life form, the wiggling little thing creatures, and then came the ape. So I'm telling you now that these white people come from the ape. Homo erectus. You ever hear about Homo erectus?
Oh wow.
Homo erectus is a subgroup that come from the hominin species.
Okay.
All right. Well, the when they're in Europe, that's when they developed and was known as the Homo erectus. Homo erectus interbreed with one of our subgroup. We human beings have a species name. We are sapien. You ever hear about that? Our species name?
Homo sapien. Come on.
Sapien. Wise sapien. That's 250,000 years ago. That was when our earthly species came about in Africa. While the white people and their species came about 3.5 million years ago. Okay, so there's a big gap between when they came about and these three life forms, you know, don't include anything else, you know. There was nothing else on the earth.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
So easy to hold it in your mind and go concentrate on it once we get done talking. It's only these life forms, so you don't need to worry about anything else. Anything else is going to be a lie, right?
Correct.
So we're trying to get to the point now where we became believers. That's where I'm trying to get to, okay? You with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
So I am saying to you now, it is difficult to find out because it bursts, you know, it do me a lot of things for me to read and to be able to even explain this to you today. And I'm glad that you come along, that we can talk, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm trying to tell you the difference between their species and our species. They are hominids and we are wise sapiens. And today, if you don't read good, you will be confused because they begin to write a whole bunch of stuff. Just like you see, the Bible is a very confusing book for you, you know. But if you don't begin to find out that it's lying to you by your use of words, you will believe it until you're dead. Okay? Now, it's a matter of your sense of words that is going to make you understand the difference between things and to withdraw yourself from what you find to be foolishness. So I'm telling you about their species name, that white people's original species name is hominid, primates, and they are also called, they are apes, they're monkeys, okay? So they have a subgroup called Homo erectus, and they interbreed with our sapien species called Neanderthals. You ever hear about Neanderthals? Have you heard about Neanderthals? Are you there? Are you there, my friend? Are you still there? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? I don't know. It seems like my friend fall asleep. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if my friend is still there. Hello, are you there? Hello? All right. Well, I don't know what has happened, but my friend is not hearing my friend. But if you are still there, you know, just come on back and let me know. All right. I'll go on now with the story that I was telling you, that the Gibeon, it says here that these folks, the Gibeons, they know that the Israelite army was close by them, right? So they played a trick, right? That's the white people, and that's what they've been doing to us, and that you're reading it in the Bible, and we don't know that they're lying, right? So I'm letting you now know that these things I'm reading is what white people have been doing to us from 2,000 years ago up to today in the Holy Bible that we have. That's what they call it. Anytime they say Holy Bible, it means unholy Bible. It's not Holy Bible. Okay, my friends, you're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher, and this is the Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm glad to talk to this gentleman who came on, say he's a pastor. So we were having a good conversation here, And so I'm happy about this. And you, my friends out there who have been listening all the time, I am very glad that we can have this type of a talk, okay? And the number to call me in and talk to me is 347-850-1358. My friend, are you there? Are you back? Okay, my friend is not back. I don't know. He may be sleeping. Gibeon, Hebrew, Gibeon, was a Canaanite and later an Israelite. So you see something going on wrong here. Why Canaanites, who was Canaanite, now turned around to be Israelite? That's what white people done to African people. Call you a name and later on take over that name and you don't have that name no more. Like 2,000 years ago, these white people, when they trail us into Palestine, they overtake our life completely, because like I said to you, We have brain problem. We have brain retardation. We are a lot of intelligible things don't make sense to us. And that's why we accept Christianity, right? So back 2,000 years ago when we were in Palestine. They came and took charge, and there was a struggle where a war broke out under their New World Order calendar, AD Anno Domini. So when they come in with that calendar AD Anno Domini, we are no more under our solar 12 houses calendar, right? So we have lost consciousness of ourselves and our government. So here they are controlling us, and they are able to maneuver and maneuver their group of people that they have on the ground against us, that they bring in to live among us. So we don't have control over ourselves, and they begin now to use all kinds of folly, their way of thinking, and they are homosexual. It's just that in the early going, they were not coming out and calling themselves gay like back since 1970 when they began to say they're getting out of the closet, okay? So anyway, 2,000 years ago, these stories they are writing about what they did to us. So now you have a group now named Gibeon. And the Gibeon call themselves Hebrew. They are not Hebrew, but they call themselves anything that they get from us. They call themselves, just like how they call themselves Romans. And they were never ever Romans. But until today, people, even African people, look at them like those, they are as though they are Romans. A whole lot of filthiness that we believe today, still believe today, is still in the Bible that they are using against us. So it goes on to say, these Gibeon white people, they call themselves Hebrew. They didn't know anything in words to be proficient in the way you see them presenting themselves here. But they learn quick. They get, you know, their start from our institution. So this is how they are doing it. They are Hebrew and they are Gibeons. Was Canaanite, right? Now, we are the ones that supposed to be Canaanites. But they call themselves Canaanites, and later they call themselves Israelite, and we were supposed to be Israelite. All over the Bible you see that, you know, the house of David and stuff like that is all Israel, is all Israelite and Canaanites. But these crossbreed homosexual calling themselves by our character, they come in and controlling us. All right, so them call themselves Israelites. Conquest inhabitants. Right? So they call themselves to that they conquest us, the African people, Israelites. But we are not known as Israelites because they call us Israelites. And when the time when they bring in Jesus, they say Jesus is Israelite. He came to his own. This is the whole bunch of nonsense that we have here to deal with, right? Not unless you know that this is something 2,000 years ago, game that they play with us, the tricks that they play on us, and we don't know because, like I say, the disease that they throw into our system, it takes away our brain efficiency. So they're controlling us, And this is what has been happening over the past, 100,000 years. They're controlling us. But it's gradual. They do it gradual. The Gibeonites were Hivites, according to 2 Samuel 21, verse 2. They were Hamorites. So you're going to get a whole shot of names that these Sodomite white people call themselves over the past 2,000 years. And the fact that we lose consciousness of our existence make it difficult for us to gain any authority over ourselves on the realism, the civilized life that we are supposed to live. We are no longer able to live that civilized life because these people really damage the way we are supposed to think. And we are suffering from it to this day. Hello, are you there? All right, now I will... Hello? Are you there? All right. I am getting some noise from outside, so I don't turn off the mic from my caller because he may be coming back. He still has his hands up, but he's just not responding. So I need to, some concentration. So that's the reason why. But I will just give me a signal that you're there if you have come back and you're ready to communicate. All right. So let me go on with this. I don't have a lot left, but let's see how well I can complete this. Story overview. God was keeping his promise that the land would belong. Hello?
Yes.
I would tell you that. I guess that. You going to wait for me? Dean, you going to wait for me? You going to wait for me? I'm going to get ready.
Please hurry up.
Okay, I have to go. You take good care. We will continue another time.